All right, guys, GP and Shipwreck reporting to you on Tuesday, day one of the show, and we've already seen a bunch of stuff. We started off first with Namco Bandai.
Yes, the appointment that you said you were going to skip originally.
Right, which is really funny because one of the guys who worked for Namco Bandai saw us and he's like, I'm a big fan of the CanCast and I heard what you said that you didn't want to come to the appointment. But actually, I'm glad that we did go because they actually had real games there.
Yeah, they had the new Ace Combat, what is that called? Assault Horizon.
It looked really good.
Yeah, it's got really good explosions. It doesn't look as sterile as what the last Ace Combat games have been. And it had a really cool satellite images.
Topography. Yeah.
They
made it really look like a movie. So like all the camera angles you're using while you're flying around really looks like a movie. And you can fly an attack helicopter.
Yes, an Apache. They had demos for, we flew F-22 Raptors and Apaches.
And Shipwreck designed the engine for the Apache.
I've worked on one before, yes.
Exactly. And it was really cool. I was surprised because usually I'm not into that. And then we saw...
We saw Inversion after that, which we didn't really know anything about. I guess that's developed by the studio that did Time Shift, which was a game that first-person shooter that had all kinds of, like, everything was based around slowing down time, stopping time.
Right.
This one, everything is based around gravity. Gravity powers, picking up stuff, slamming it down, pushing stuff around. It's a third-person cover-based shooter.
Right. It looked okay. It looks like, you know, it's not coming out till next year, so it looks like they can improve on it. But it looked pretty cool. Promising.
The ideas behind it are kind of cool. So we'll see if that pans out. And then we saw Dark Souls, the sequel to Demon's Souls. We both died.
We died really fast. And we're like, yep, that's it. I mean, it looked brighter than the previous one, and more colorful, which I think people will like because. It was way too dark for me, like the original.
Yeah, this one looked like it looked a little bit more inviting to play, but still really hard. And it's coming to 360 this time too.
Right.
PS3 and 360.
Yep.
And then we saw the new Galaga Xbox Live Arcade game, Galaga Legions DX.
Right.
Which is like a dual stick Galaga, super hyper colored.
Right.
Shoot 'em up. It was fun.
Yep. Looked cool. And then so that was it for Namco. Then we went over to Warner Brothers. And we got to check out Batman Arkham City, which looks pretty awesome.
It looks really awesome. Most of the demo, they actually showed you playing as Catwoman.
Right, which I didn't know about. I guess they announced it today, maybe?
They announced it a few days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was such a big part of like the actual story.
It's not like a separate mode or anything. It's just part of the main game. And she handles a lot differently than Batman. She's really fast, and she can climb on ceilings and... Got the whip. Looked really good. Looked awesome. Like, they don't even need to put Catwoman in the game, and the game already looks awesome. But that just...
We saw the Penguin.
The Penguin has a British accent, or Australian accent, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that was a little bit weird.
That was weird. I don't know how I feel about that, but the rest of the game looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it looks great. And we saw the other... We briefly saw the other Gotham City Imposters.
Yes.
Which, that looks cool, too.
Especially for a downloadable title. That looked... Looks pretty good.
Yeah, and we saw Lord of the Rings War in the North, which is the new action RPG by... Oh, gosh, I forgot the name of the studio already. It's the guys who used to do Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance and...
Oh,
Yeah, exactly. Good studio, though, for action RPGs. And this one looks cool. You play three-player co-op online, and you have to be three different classes. There was the Ranger, the... Dwarf. Magic shooter and the dwarf.
Yeah, and it's a lot of ranged attacks and close attacks. It was kind of cool. Like, the co-op stuff looks like it's going to make that game. And there's also loot and
customization. Yeah, a lot of loot and customization. And it's a lot closer, the view's a lot closer than what action RPGs generally are.
Yeah. And there's a lot of blood. Yeah. Black blood, red blood, all kinds of blood. It's a three-player co-op. It looked cool. It looked pretty cool. And was that it for Warner Brothers?
For Warner Brothers, I think that was... We briefly looked at Bastion, which looks pretty.
Right. That's a downloadable title,
yeah,
right?
Another action RPG.
A lot of action RPGs at the show.
Which we saw one at... when we went to EA.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about our EA appointment in the next audio booth. So stay tuned.